clock shot. So Caleb's been doing a little bit of everything in this ball game to this evening.
So Caleb and Sam Otto seem to be the guys that are working their way up for the player of the game tonight.
And those are two guys you usually don't hear from, but they have contributed very well coming off the bench. And that's the good thing about this Flying Dutchman team. Very, very deep ball club. And you get a couple guys in foul trouble, and you're able to swing in the guys from the second unit who are able to come in and just normal everyday business, go in there and do the job.
But we've had ball games as well where guys have had a good half but then kind of disappear for the other half. These people have to keep going the second half as well.
Well, they got to keep it turned up because 27-point lead, it's nice going into the locker room, but that 27-point lead can easily disappear if Olivet comes out of the locker room, goes on a nice 10-0 run, and all of a sudden the game kind of changes appearance. So the Flying Dutchmen have to keep up the emotion that they had going into the locker room.
Well, Woodson's the only guy that Olivet has that has been making the threes. He is 3-for-4 from the three-point line out there, and a big score. He has 12 points in the ball game and the leading score for the Comets.
What's interesting, if you look at this right now, and this is, I just noticed this, the Flying Dutchmen have 29 bench points. That's as many points as Olivet's entire ball club are on. And that just shows just how good Hope College's second unit has been this evening and really turning it up at the right point in time in this season.
Well, a couple of the guys out there, like Benson had 10 minutes and Byers had 11. That's as much time as what most of your starters had in that first half. So a couple of them had about equal time, and then McMahon had 9 minutes as well. So let's say three of them had about equal time with the starters.
Well, Brock Benson's 10 minutes came because Van Arendok was out after the first minute, but then Brock picked up his second foul too. So you would think that Harrison Blackledge would have been in there a little bit longer, but he quickly picked up his second foul as well. So Caleb Byers ended up with 11 minutes of action because he's the only member of the Flying Dutch big men who hasn't picked up a second foul. So hopefully the Flying Dutchman can stay out of foul trouble in the second half.
Well, Gardner and Edson are a couple of guys that have not picked up a foul yet, and they've been stealing the ball, and sometimes you hear the crowd kind of hoping that they get a foul call on them out there. They're bumping around a little bit with the steal, and sometimes the guards, every time they look, they get a foul in some ball games. This one, they're allowed to bump into them a little bit and get away with the ball.
You realize this is absolutely the opposite of what happened in the last ball game, because in the last ball game, the big guys were kind of out of foul trouble, and Edson and Gardner were in foul trouble. So kind of a reversal of fortunes in this ball game. Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break where Hope College Flying Dutchmen lead Olivet at halftime 56-29. You're listening to Hope College Basketball and the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Welcome. Hope College Basketball heats up your winter on 92.7 The Van.
Online at 92.7thevan.com. Adam Prince and Ron Weatherby with you at the Cutler Event Center this evening from Olivet, Michigan, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen in blowout fashion here in the first half have a 27-point lead at the half, 56-29 here in a pivotal MIAA contest for both teams. The Flying Dutchmen trying to reduce their magic number to win the MIAA regular season crown, and Olivet trying to squeeze their way into the final playoff spot for the MIAA playoffs, which will start 2 weeks from tonight. Well, we have to congratulate Coach Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch. They are in the process of wrapping up the MIAA regular season championship this evening as the Flying Dutchmen have the Flying Dutch have an 88-59 lead in the waning seconds at the DeVos Fieldhouse. So the Flying Dutch will host, as it looks right now, Kalamazoo College 2 weeks from tomorrow to start the MIAA playoffs, which will have to go through the DeVos Fieldhouse for the women, and the men looking to go in the same route as they have to wrap it up in the next three games.
Well, the men with a one-game lead in the MIAA, the women with a two-game lead, and both of them have defeated the second-place team twice during the regular season, so that's an advantage for them. So if we can have both tournaments at the DeVos, we'll take that. Travel-wise, that's great for us, and that's great for the team to have the ball club come back. And the crowd as well, as you get a good crowd at the DeVos for the Flying Dutch and Dutchman. Ready for action in the second half. Hope's going to start with a basketball. In pass comes to Gardner. Hope with a 56-29 lead as we get this second half underway. Edson goes low, ball stolen away. Tried to get it to Benarendonk, and the ball was tipped away by Haas. On the outside, Crum. Crum on the weave on the outside, and Edson was all over the man trying to steal the basketball, and this time a foul called. Kazmarczyk is the individual who had the basketball.
I think the officials heard you making your comments at halftime.
So the Comets with the basketball around the outside. Underneath to Haas. Haas goes in, puts it up. No good. Stivey with the rebound. Comes Gardner. Back to Stivey. Right side, Neal. Neal, Gardner. Gardner fakes a three. Looks for Edson. Edson pops out on the left side. Back to Gardner. Underneath Benarendonk to Edson. Over to Stivey. Underneath Benarendonk again. This time it goes through his hands. Picked up by Crum. Crum one-on-one. Pulls up short. Fires away. No good. Rebound right back to him. On the outside to Woodson. Into the corner. Crum. His shot. Way over the basket. Stivey with a rebound. Back to Gardner. Gardner for the Flying Dutchman. Puts up the jump shot. Got it. Went right about to the free throw line and put up a nice jumper right from the corner of the free throw line. 58-29, Hope on top. Comets with the basketball. Into the corner, shot taken. Swish! Kazmarczyk check out there with a big three for the Comets. And the Comets quickly take a timeout. They trail 58-32 to the Flying Dutchman here early on in the second half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. I'm kind of curious on why that timeout was taken. It's a full timeout by Olivet coming right out of that three-pointer hit. Obviously, Coach Chris Coles saw something at the beginning of the second half that he did not like matchup-wise or something along those lines, because he made a quick timeout to make some adjustments. And really, right now, at this point in time, they're going to have to really play really superhuman basketball to get back into this ball game, because the Flying Dutchmen are still playing very well and are coming out looking pretty good with a 25-point lead here in the second half.
You were talking about the Flying Dutch being ahead and on their way to picking up a win. Well, the second-place team, the Olivet Comets for the women, they also won tonight, as they defeated Kalamazoo 82-73 here in the preliminary game of this contest. So Comets keeping right in there, keeping the pressure on the Flying Dutch. Hope College will have the basketball. Gardner over to Stivey. Leaves it for Edson at the left wing. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner around the horn to Edson. He puts up a triple. Yes! So Edson from the right side put in three. 61-32, Hope on top. Into the corner with the basketball. Kazmarczyk, he puts a shot. Rejected by Grant Neal. Grant just went up and knocked that one away. Olivet's going to keep it. Woodson will inbound it. Looks around and has to go way up on top. And Gardner with a steal, almost with a steal. Taken away. R.J. Haas on the baseline. Gets a pass. They get it back out to Kazmarczyk. Kazmarczyk over on the right side. Bonnet drove, put it in, and I think it's going to count. Foul. So Von Dett with the basket. And the foul is going to go against Edson. That'll be his second. Von Dett with the free throw. Misses. Edson picks it up. Over to Gardner. Back out to Edson at the point. Goes to Stivey left wing underneath. Benarendock. Stivey to Benarendock. And Benarendock turns. Two-hand dunk. 63-34. Hope with the lead. Crum can't get past Gardner. Gives it to Woodson. Woodson takes Stivey underneath. Puts up a shot. And Stivey blocked it. So the Comets will get the ball out of bounds. Hope with 6 blocks in the first half. Shot taken from the corner. No good by Crum. Rebound. Stivey. Edson. Edson for 3. Missed. Rebound comes up to Von Dett. Crum all the way. Coast to coast. Puts it up and in. 63-36. Hope with the lead. Stivey over on the right side to Neal. Neal goes baseline. Edson. Edson underneath. Little underhand push. They just kind of handed the ball to Benarendock. Gardner with a steal. 2-on-1 over to Edson. And Edson got it to Grant for the bucket, and his shot was blocked. They went one pass too many that time, trying to be unselfish underneath. As it was a 3-on-1 eventually. And they got it to Grant, and his shot partially blocked.
A little bit of razzle-dazzle on
that. They were just looking for their teammate out there to give him some points. So Grant makes a free throw. Neal with the second one. As he takes a look and puts them both in. 67-36, hope of the lead. 16:40 left in the second half. Kamarczyk to Woodson. Woodson back on the outside. Leaves it for Rogers. Rogers shot rejected by Benarendock.
Well, Benarendock just about beheaded one of the cheerleaders with that. He swatted that ball into the cheerleaders underneath the basket, and they ducked to get out of the way of that missile.
How many blocks we got now? We picked up a couple of them already this half. In pass to Rogers. Gets away from him. The ball out of bounds. Hope will have it.
Ten block shots now for the Flying Dutchman, along with 9 steals.
So Gardner with the basketball, Hope with a 67-36 lead. Over to Stivey underneath Benarendock. And Benarendock is going to be...
He's fouled.
Fouled. Anytime the official looks at him out there, we're afraid they're going to call foul on Benarendock. But that one went against Haas, and he goes out with his third foul. Gardner on the outside. Edson for 3. New misses a shot. Rebound comes down to Von Dett. And the ball stolen away by Edson. 3-on-1. Edson goes up, misses a shot, foul. And that's going to go against Von Dett.
Boy.
As Edson took that one in himself as he had a 3-on-1 break.
They were trying to get the ball in transition, and the Olivet player wasn't even looking at the ball, and it bounced off his back as he was running down the court. Alex Edson said, well, I'll take the steal, and went right down the court and drove for the hoop. Edson makes the free throw.
Hope hitting their free throws a little bit better this second half. Edson with the second of the pair has got it. 69-36, Hope with the lead. Crum with the basketball. Crum works his way around the left side, takes it baseline, puts a runner up, no good. Logan with the rebound, tries to get a pass underneath to Crum, and he steps out of bounds with it. So it'll be a turnover, goes to Hope College underneath. Stivey will inbound it to Gardner. 69-36, Hope with the lead. 15:45 left. Edson left wing. High pass to Benarendock. back underneath to Neal. His turnaround shot partially blocked, and Woodson with the basketball. Edson runs into him, and a foul is going to go against Edson. So Edson, who didn't have any fouls in the first half, has quickly gotten himself in foul trouble with three. Crummer on the right side. Leaves it for Woodson. He puts up a triple. No good. Rebound, Gardner. Gardner kind of glides, puts up the jumper. Yes! Right from that corner of the free throw line. Gardner's got that spot marked. 71-36. Hope on top. Crum with the weave out there to Mayo. Woodson. Woodson back out to Crum. Kicks it on the left side. Mayo drives. Can't get it in. Back to Crum. Doesn't take the shot. To Mayo in the corner. Nobody wants to shoot it. 13 on the shot clock. Mayo puts it up and in. 71-38. Hope. Out front to VA. Into the hands of Edson. Back to Gardner. Gardner looks inside. Can't find anybody, so he's going to dribble himself a little bit to Stivey. Edson on top. Underneath Gardner. Wide open. Nice pass by Edson to set him up. 73-36. Right now we're getting into an offensive ball game. Neither team playing great defense at this point. As Crum on the weave. Little bounce pass underneath Logan, and he's wide open for two. 73-40, Hope on top. Gardner leaves it for Stivey. Over to Neal. Neal into the corner to Gardner. Drives Stivey. Tries to save it. Does. Gardner gets tangled up with a couple of Comets underneath. And the ball's going to go to the Comets. Bondette comes back in for the Comets. Chad Carlson, McMahon, Benson. Second unit getting ready to come back in for the Flying Dutchman. Because Marchek feeds Woodson left side. Woodson across to Rogers. Rogers kicks it way back on the outside. They give it to Mayo at the point. He takes it in the paint, does a 360, puts it in. So Mayo, the junior out of Lake Orion, with a deuce. 73-42, Hope. Grant Neal, left wing, back to Gardner. Gardner just works on the left side. Ball tipped away, and the foul's going to go against Rogers.
And that'll be Rogers' fourth foul. Well, we have a final for Calvin versus Kalamazoo. Calvin defeats Kalamazoo 86-59. Kalamazoo falling on hard times, really, after the injury to Mark Jafari. It's going to be very interesting to see who picks up that fourth and final spot in the MIAA playoffs now.
That's with the men that you're talking about.
Yes.
On the outside is Otto. So we got the second unit in right now for the Flying Dutchman, the Byers. Underneath Benson. Over to McMahon, back out in front to Carlson.
Oh.
And traveling is called on Byers. Not sure it's...
He's grimacing. I don't know if that's because he traveled or
if he hurt his leg again, yeah. So the Comets with the basketball. Working the outside is Washington to Rogers. Rogers gives it back out Woodson. Woodson underneath, and Otto's going to get a foul. It's a one-on-one situation. And so Olivet will have it underneath. Four fouls on the Comets, three against the Flying Dutchman in the second half. Pass underneath from Rogers, and tipped by McMahon through Rogers' hands out of bounds. So Hope will get it. Carlson pushes it up to McMahon for three. Yes! Long pass by Carlson. McMahon was standing by himself and had the open three-pointer. For the hoop underneath, and up and in it goes by Washington. He's a freshman, 6 foot out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. 76-44, Hope with the lead. Carlson for three, it's short. Rebound tipped up, Byers. Loose basketball, Benson's on the deck. Ball tipped around, picked up by Carlson, lost by Carlson to Rogers. Rogers goes in, Byers blocks it, but a foul's going to go against Caleb. So that'll be three on Byers. And Rogers will step to the line.
Probably second foul against Caleb.
Second one?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. He only had one. And Rogers misses the free throw. Second one for Rogers is down and good. 76-45, Hope with the lead, 11:56 left. Carlson over to Otto. Otto to the top of the key. Back out to McMahon. To Otto. Otto works his way left side of the paint, puts up the jumper. Short on the edge. Benson back up and in. Then a timeout called by the Flying Dutchman as Coach Neal wants to talk to this group and get them set up and get the team rolling around a little bit more. They haven't moved the ball nearly as well since they've gone in the second half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. All the women's games now are final in the MIAA. The Flying Dutch defeats St. Mary's 89-59. Albion defeats Alma 74-73. Earlier this evening here in Olivet, the Comets defeated Kalamazoo 82-73. And Adrian has defeated Shrine 79-65. Calvin does not have an MIAA contest this evening with the odd amount of teams in the MIAA for the women.
Rogers with the basketball. Goes way cross court. Long three-pointer taken. That's no good. Rebound comes to Otto. Otto back out in front to Carlson. Carlson cross court to Byers. Looks inside to Benson. Little give and go to Otto on the baseline, and he gets two. Now they set him up, and Otto's able to get loose.
Whoa.
As the ball's tipped out of bounds by McMahon. He waited until he got past the table here and then tipped the ball out. That was nice of him.
Thank you, Corey. Much appreciated.
Rogers drives for the hole, and McMahon had the basketball, but he obviously had a part of Rogers because he's going to get the foul call on him.
With that basket, Sam Otto now has tied his career high that he set in the matchup against Cornerstone earlier this year with 10 points.
So it'll be Rogers at the line. And he drops it in. Haggerty comes in for the Comets. Rogers makes a free throw. 80-47, Hope with the lead. Carlson to Byers, back out Otto on the right wing, inside to Benson. Back out to Byers. Byers works his way underneath to Benson. Shot, no good, but he's fouled. And we're going to get a T, I think, as well. It looked like he nailed him with a T out there, a little conversation. Robert Shields, a freshman from St. Clair Shores.
That's never going to endear you to your head coach coming in and getting a T like that.
You're in for 2 seconds.
Yeah. He must have said the magic word to the official.
Yeah. Because the official was just waiting to hand the ball back to the man shooting the free throws and happened to walk past him as he was telling him what was going to happen in the lane. And all of a sudden he stopped and teed him up. So there wasn't any contact on the floor or anything like that. It was a verbal comment that got the tee. So we'll wait to see who Coach Neal decides who's going to shoot the free throws.
Harrison Blackledge will be checking into the lineup for the Flying Dutchman. And I'm wondering. Okay, I was about to say it looked almost like Shields was heading to the locker room, but he quickly exited the ball game after picking up that technical foul, and Chris Cole's a little bit miffed at him right now as he has a few words with him.
So Benson will go to the line. And this was no good. Benson will have a second. This one's good. So the Comets with the basketball. Over to Rogers. Rogers all the way up and no good. Rebound Benson. Benson gives it out to Carlson. Carlson, right wing, McMahon, back to Carlson, over to Otto. Round the horn, they go to Blackledge. Blackledge on the baseline, drives it, puts up two. 83-47, Hope with the lead. Rogers in front of the bench, across the way. On the outside, the Washington. Gives it to Woodson, back to Washington. Little play and catch, and Hope in a zone. Looks like they might be in a zone. Block shot by Benson. Picked up McMahon. McMahon over to Otto to left wing. Leaves it for Carlson who takes it to the point on the weave to McMahon. McMahon comes to the left wing. Gives it to Blackledge. Looks for McMahon underneath. Finds Benson instead. Back out front, Blackledge for three. Yes! Right at the point, Blackledge decided, well, time's running out on the shot clock. Time I take a three. 86-47, Hope with the lead. Hope in his own defense now, working against the Comets. Rogers in the corner. Rogers works his way out, and the timeout is called by Chris Coles as he wants to talk to his ball club. So with 9:10 left, Hope has an 86-47 lead over the Comets.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, this contest is, to say it, no longer really a contest anymore with the Flying Dutchman with a commanding 86-47 lead. We hope for you to join us if you're not at the DeVos Fieldhouse this Saturday for doubleheader action basketball all the way around. There will be two junior varsity ball games for the women and for the men that will be pancaked in between the varsity games. The varsity game for the women starts at 3 o'clock with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 2:40. And then the men's game, which will take place at 7:30 with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:10. And that will be the final regular season home game for the men. And it will be the final regular season MIAA contest for the women. Because the women have a non-league contest next Wednesday.
No, it's next
Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, so they will have two left. They have this Saturday and then on Wednesday. I believe they're playing against Rochester a week from Saturday.
The last game of the year, yeah.
All that coming up this Saturday, basketball action at the DeVos Fieldhouse.
Comets with the basketball. Ewing on the left side. Gives it up. Haggerty is in for the Comets. Kuzmarczyk into the corner. Kuzmarczyk leads it for Woodson. His shot for three is good. So they worked Woodson into the corner, and he got the triple from the corner. 86-50, Hope with the lead in the basketball. Carlson on the outside. Gives it to McMahon. McMahon underneath Benson. McBenson with a little hook in the middle puts it in. 88-50, Hope on top. Over on the right wing, they give it up to Ewing. Ewing on the outside. Kesmarski back into the corner, trying to get Woodson open in the corners. 14 on the shot clock. Right side. They work underneath with Haggerty. Back out in front. Long triple that's no good by Kaczmarczyk. Carlson quickly to McMahon. To Blackledge. Otto. Otto puts a three in. Directly in front of us from the left wing.
That's a new career high for Sam Otto for 13.
91-50. Hope with the lead. Woodson back up on top. Kaczmarczyk. And the ball stolen by McMahon. McMahon one-on-one feeds it over to Carlson. Little jumper is short. Rebound Benson. Back out to Carlson. Into the hands of Otto. They leave it for McMahon at the left wing. He spins around. Doesn't take the shot. Back to Otto. Otto makes a move. Drives along the left side of the lane. Puts a shot up. He's fouled. And he'll be going to the line. Foul's going to go against R.J. Haas. That's his fifth one, and he's going to take a walk to the bench at the far end of the court, and Kenny Logan will come back in.
This second unit has really done a nice job for the Flying Dutchman this evening, Ron.
Brushweiler comes in for Hope. As Otto go to the line. Denham also in for the Flying Dutchman. So it's Blackledge, Brushweiler, Denham, McMahon, and Otto in for Hope. Buckets are good, 92-50, Hope with the lead. On the outside, Kaczmarczyk. To Rogers. Rogers drives into the paint, can't get a shot. Tries to drive and feeds it off, and driving in is Haggerty, and he's able to get the bucket. 92-52, Hope. Underneath Otto, back to Blackledge. He puts it in. And again, a timeout, Hope College. And Coach Neal has some words of advice for Brushweiler. As they run the offense as to how they wants it run. 94-52, Hope on top.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For Natural Foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, Flying Dutchman with 94 points right now. It seriously looks like the Flying Dutchman for the first time this season are going to get over 100 points, Ron.
Well, you want to take them to 100?
Are you going to let me come into the game?
Well, I figured you might just well get your whistle wet a little bit here.
I wish I could. I'm old enough to be some of these guys' fathers. Oh, no.
On the drive out there and a foul. It's going to be Denham, I think, with a foul.
Campbell checking into the ball game for the Flying Dutchman. Corey McMahon checking out. Might be the last we see of Corey McMahon this evening.
Yeah, 6:33 yet. Kaczmarczyk with the free throw misses. Rebound comes Otto. Otto around the horn, Blackledge to Brushweiler to Campbell. Denham on the outside gives it to Otto for three.
Oh,
yes!
Wow.
So Otto with another triple. 94-52. Hope on top.
That's 17 now for Otto.
Rogers to the left wing. Out front. Kaczmarczyk leaves it for Ewing. Back into the corner they go to Kaczmarczyk. Ball inside. Kicked by Blackledge, and it's going to belong to the Comets. Ball goes to the opposite end of the court. Our cheering section has left, Adam, that they had on the far side with student body.
I'm guessing there was a lot of exams or homework to be done this evening that they skipped, and they all are at the library right now. That's just my guess.
And Olivet will inbound it. They get it to Washington. Washington kicks it over in the corner. Brushweiler with a steal. Brushweiler takes it all the way. Kicks it back out to Otto. Otto will set it up. Back to Campbell on top. In the middle, they go to Brushweiler. He makes a move and scores. Nice move on the inside by Brushweiler. 98-52. One more bucket from 100 for the Flying Dutchman. On the outside are the Comets. Kesmarchek drives underneath and got too far underneath. I think they're going to call a foul on Campbell. That was a little, shall we say, a weak foul.
Yeah, Campbell was shaking his head afterwards.
Kesmarchek will be at the line. And this one misses. He'll have the second. 5:18 left. 98-52. Hope with a lead. Second one. Swish. And Carlson will come in, replacing Otto. And Otto gets a nice hand from the Hope College crowd across the way. Denham with a basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Gives it up to Carlson. Back to Denham. Campbell on the wing. Can't get a shot off. To Brushweiler underneath Blackledge. Blackledge into the corner. Campbell for three. No, misses. Tipped. Brushweiler. No, that's
Blackledge.
Blackledge on the far side. Tipping it up and in for 100.
That's 10 now for Blackledge.
Into the corner go the Comets. And a foul on Brushweiler. Haggerty will go to the line for the Comets.
Haggerty to the line for the Comets.
And we'll switch microphones here for a minute as Adam will get his feet wet.
Haggerty misses the first of two free throws. Hope College 100, Olivet 53 as Haggerty takes the second of two free throws. He misses that one. Bushweiler with the rebound. Feeds it out to Campbell, brings it up the floor. Bushweiler out to Denham. Fakes a three, decides against it. Gets it off to Campbell. Finds Carlson. Denham underneath the Bushweiler. Finds Blackledge. Ball's tipped back out to the corner and out of bounds. And it'll be Olivet's ball. Kasmarski taking it up the court for Olivet. Calling for a play as he's deciding to go one-on-one with Carlson. Ball goes out of bounds after Washington takes a three-pointer. Believe it was off a Flying Dutchman. And it was, and Olivet will take the ball underneath. With Ewing inbounding it for the Olivet Comets. Mayo drops it off to Washington, who takes it out. They're out on the perimeter right now. Haggerty swinging the ball back out to Washington. Back out to Haggerty for three. Misses it. Blackledge with the rebound. Blackledge pushes up the court to Campbell. Campbell dishes it off to Bushweiler, who kicks it back out to Blackledge for another three, and Blackledge nails it. Blackledge now with 13 points, a career high for Blackledge, and his second three-pointer of the ball game. Washington out at the point, dishes it off to Haggerty, swinging it around the perimeter, Olivet. 3:23 left, 103-53. With the Flying Dutchman with a commanding lead here in the second half. Mayo underneath to Washington, misses the shot. Blackledge with another rebound, pushes it down court to Denham. Denham at the point, dribbles right through the lane and hits an easy layup. 105-53, Hope College with 2:57 left in the ball game. Kasmaski bringing the ball up the court for Olivet. Finds Haggerty underneath. to Mayo, who drives on Blackledge. Easy layup. Nice pass to Haggerty.
Somebody forgot a man that time.
Oh, yeah, he was wide open. Denham will bring the ball back up the floor for the Flying Dutchman as Denham is now running the point and Carlson running the other guard. Campbell driving the lane, dishes it off to Bushweiler. Denham will take the three-pointer way off the mark. Bushweiler battling for the rebound and is unable to come up with it as Kasmaski throws the ball down the court. The ball bounces around off of Alex Mayo's hand and goes out of bounds. Another Olivet turnover. And Hope College will have the ball with 2:08 left and a 105-55 lead. Denham slowly taking the ball up the court. Dishes it off to the point to Blackledge, who finds Campbell. Dribbling around and almost has his pockets picked. Layup attempt wild and out of control. Campbell misses it. Washington brings the ball back up the court and makes the layup. Denham quickly back up the floor. Campbell, nice pass to Bushweiler, but Bushweiler is fouled underneath, and Bushweiler will go to the line. Bushweiler has 2 points in this ball game, has made his only shot, and he will be going to the free throw line. 105-57, Hope College with a commanding lead with 1:38 left in this ball game. Bushweiler's second shot, and that's off the front of the iron. Washington with the rebound as he'll push the ball up the court. Washington drives the lane, takes about a seven-footer, misses it. Off of Blackledge's hands, rebound to Campbell, who pushes the ball up the court. Turns around, gives the ball back to Carlson. Finds Bushweiler, who takes a little shot from the baseline and nails it. That's 4 for Bushweiler coming off the bench. 107-57, Hope College with 1:11 left.
That's got to be his high, I think, for the season as well.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And Blackledge with the steal. He finds Bushweiler. Bushweiler, oh, geez. Bushweiler kind of got undercut by number 30, Eric Ewing, as it looked like Bushweiler was going to go up for a dunk, and Ewing took his legs out from underneath him. Purely accidental, of course.
It was not intentional at all.
No. Ewing kind of lost his footing, and Bushweiler kind of just slipped on him. So Bushweiler will go back to the free throw line with 59.1 seconds left in this ball game, and Bushweiler misses it. So Bushweiler has missed all three of his free throws in this ball game. And Bushweiler nails that one, so Bushweiler now has 5 points for the Flying Dutchman. 108-57, Hope College looking to wrap this one up.
We're under a minute.
Washington at the point, finds Haggerty. Haggerty swings it underneath to Mayo. Mayo with Blackledge on him is going to go one-on-one. Back out to Haggerty underneath, swings it out back to Washington. Out to Ewing for three, misses it. Haggerty with the board. Ewing with the rebound, misses the shot underneath. Blackledge blocks it. Then the ball ends up getting thrown out of bounds. And the Flying Dutchman will have the ball with 25.3 seconds left and a 108-57 lead. Denham will bring the ball up the court, and I believe he'll probably run out the clock. The shot clock is off, and Denham will just dribble the ball and run out the clock. And a Flying Dutchman victory, a blowout victory nonetheless, as the Flying Dutchman outscore Olivet 52-28 in the second half and cruise to a 108-57 victory for the Flying Dutchman. And Denham, I don't know if that's going to count or not, if he took that after the buzzer or not.
I think they already had the buzzer packed away.
Yeah. Denham took a shot as the clock expired and made the three-pointer from a long distance, but that, I believe, is not going to count. The final score here from the Cutler Event Center, Hope College 108, Olivet 57. Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on the Crown Motors postgame show, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have defeated Olivet 108-57 in an absolutely big blowout here at the Cutler Event Center in Olivet. The Flying Dutchmen keep a hold on their lead in the MIAA conference, and they reduce their magic number to clinch the MIAA regular season championship to 2 after an impressive victory over the Comets. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Olivet College. Kind of a rough night for Olivet, to say the least, Ron. They shot 33% from the field, 20 of 60 from the field for Olivet in the game. They only made 20 baskets from the field. The Flying Dutchman made 20 baskets from the field in the first half alone. So if that doesn't say everything, I don't know what does. Olivet shot 5 of 16 from three-point land for 31%. Did a relatively decent job from the free throw line, 12 of 19 for 63%. They only had 27 rebounds, 13 offensive, 14 defensive. They turned over the ball 22 times. The Hope College Flying Dutchman, an absolutely stunning performance from the field. 40 of 59 from the field for the Flying Dutchman for 67.8%. And then they went out and shot 50% from three-point land, 9 of 18. The only blemish pretty much on the Flying Dutchman for the evening, other than the foul trouble, the free throw shooting. They only shot 59.4% from the free throw line, going 19 of 32 from the line. They held a commanding rebounding edge with 38 boards to Olivet's 27. 9 offensive boards, 29 defensive for the Flying Dutchman. They turned over the ball 13 times. And the Flying Dutchman's largest lead of the ball game, 52 points. First time the Flying Dutchman go over the century mark in a ball game this season here this evening, being the first time of that. Just to take a look at the scores at the half, it was 56-29. The Flying Dutchman scored 52 points in the second half to Olivet's 28 points. So relatively the same ball game in the first half as the second half, as the Flying Dutchman completely dominated this ball game. Taking a look at individual statistics first for the home team, Olivet. Kevin Woodson was the leading scorer for the Comets. He had 15 points and one rebound. Eddie Rogers had 9 points for the Comets. Blake Crum, the MIAA Player of the Week with Alex Edson, only had 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. TJ Vaudette only had 2 points and 2 rebounds. 5 points for RJ Haas along with his 6 rebounds. Alex Mayo had 8 points. Jared Kazmarsik had 4 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Ryan Haggerty had 4 points and 3 rebounds. Aaron Washington had 4 points and 1 rebound. And Kenny Logan had 2 points and 3 rebounds for the Olivet Comets. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, well, an amazing night, putting up 108 points. And it's pretty nice when you have 5 different players in double figures. The leading scorer for this evening, and if you had asked anybody about this before the game, they wouldn't have told you that they would have thought Sam Otto would have came off the bench and led the Flying Dutchman with scoring. But Sam Otto having a breakout performance this evening with 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. He went 7 of 8 from the field, and he buried one 3-pointer and was 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Sam Otto setting a career high in points with his 16 points. And then you have Harrison Blackledge, who also set a career high in points. He had 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist coming off the bench. You have Ben Gardner, who had 15 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. Alex Edson, the reigning MIAA Player of the Week, 15 points, 5 assists, and 3 rebounds. The stat sheet is going to be a good read. 9 points, 5 rebounds for Brock Benson. 8 points, 1 rebound for Corey McMahon. Keith Rushweiler, 5 points and 1 rebound. Caleb Byers, 11 points and 4 rebounds. Jordan Denham had 2 points coming off the bench. Nate Van Aerdock, 6 points and 1 rebound. And Grant Neal had 6 points, 2 rebounds and 1 assist. And Cody Stivey had 4 points. Or 2 points and 4 rebounds. And Coach Tom Davilar has joined us for the post-game interview. Congratulations, Coach, on this victory.
Thanks. It was a good all-around team effort, and I thought that as I push the right button. They got this fancy new equipment here. Way to go, WHDC. Or 92.7 The Van. I'm not sure what we're on. But anyway, we've got, you know, a good team victory. We played hard for 40 minutes, got everybody some playing time, significant time, and it was good to see that. And, you know, we came out and did what we had to do.
Your bench in the first half was... Your bench had just as many points as Olivet's entire team in the first half. How nice is it that you can go to the bench and get the scoring that you need to win a ball game?
Well, I think with, you know, Caleb Byers and Sam Otto in there, and Brock Benson, Corey McMahon, Chad Carlson, we really, really got to moving the ball well on the pass. They cut well. Sam Otto especially got himself open for some good looks. And our guys really worked hard together. And then our first group came in and finished the half with a big 16-3 run or something like that at the end of the half to really pretty much put this game away.
How important is this to have a ball game like this towards the end of the season where everything just starts to go right?
Well, I think it's indicative of the team that we're becoming. I think we're getting better. And, you know, guys have, as I've said, we've talked about before, bought in defensively. I think, you know, everybody will talk about the 108 points, and that's very, very good. But to me, you know, hold them to 57. Their team that averages in the high 70s, they only shoot 33% on their home floor. We out-rebound them by 11. We forced 22 turnovers. I think, you know, that end of the floor was as impressive to me as the offensive end here this evening.
The 21 assists to the 13 turnovers, another key stat in this ball game, along with the 10 block shots and 13 steals.
Yeah, we had a little problem early in the game with a couple guys holding on to the ball, and they switched balls. So maybe our guys would say it was the basketball, but we were playing a little butterfinger out there with the thing. But we got that straightened around, and then after that we took care of the ball, and we did. You know, they gave us 21 assists, and we earned that many, if not more, I think, tonight the way we move the ball offensively, and we're unselfish together. You know, outside of, again, a rather less than average performance of the free throw line, there's not much for the old coach to find fault with.
Going into these next couple ball games, very important. You can wrap up the MIAA regular season championship. This was a good step in the right direction.
Well, it was. And, you know, we know, Ron and I talked about before the game, four games left, four rungs in the ladder. We've climbed one, we've got three to go. You know, I think we're going to need to win all three to win an MIAA championship. Saturday night's going to be a good night, good afternoon. We have the women at home in the afternoon and the men at night. It's senior night for our guys, our last home game, and I know that they and our guys will be ready to play. And it was great to see everybody get a chance to get some solid minutes tonight, including guys like Cody Campbell, who doesn't often see the floor. Jordan Denham, was good to see him out there. Harrison Blackledge, Keith Brushweiler. That's Brushweiler, guys. I've got some complaints from people back home. I'm supposed to pass that. It's not Bushweiler, it's Brushweiler. Anyway, that comes not from his mother. But they deserve a chance to play in games like this, and it was good to see them get everybody got at least 7-8 minutes, if not more, tonight. So a good all-around team victory.
Well, it's going to be a nice bus ride back to...
it will be with some Tim's Pizza. It'll be great. We'll look forward to it.
And we can't wait for Saturday, for a big day for the seniors, and congratulations on another victory.
Thanks, fellas. Travel safely.
Thank you, Coach. That was Coach Tom Davilar with the post-game interview. Let's send it back to the studio for another one-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball and the Crown Motors post-game show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to Crown Motors post-game show on 92.7 The Van, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have defeated Olivet College 108-57 here at the Cutler Event Center in Olivet. We talk about the player of the game, Ron, and obviously there's one person that you think that you should get the honor of the player of the game for this evening's ball game.
Well, I think I'm going to go with Sam Otto out there. Sam had a good ball game, the entire ball game out there. Caleb did a nice job, but got all of his points in the first half. He had 11 in the first half, and that's what he ended up with. And a lot of the other guys off the bench got some points as well, like Blackledge and, you know, right on down the line, Benson, McMahon. So you just go down the line with the guys that got into that scoring column, and it's kind of nice to see that with 108 points at most of the guys were able to get points. I see 1-0 on the sheet out there, 2 zeros, I guess.